Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message is titled, Shaken to the Core. Have you ever been shaken to the core where you felt overwhelmed beyond measure? I've been there a few times. It's not fun. But God uses these experiences to reveal what we are all about and what He is all about. Job was shaken to the core, and in the midst of his experience, he said, Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. At bottom, Job's trust was in God. No matter what happened, even if he didn't survive the experience, he was going to trust in the Lord. Jacob wrestled with God. And when God put his hip out of joint, Jacob hung on and said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. At the end of himself, Jacob hung on to God. When Paul was burdened beyond measure, his response was to not trust in himself, but in God who raises the dead. 2 Corinthians 1:8 and 9. Overwhelming situations result in God's people hanging on to trust in God. God is in the shaking business. Hebrews 12:26 through 27 references God's future shaking of heaven and earth to the end that, quote, that all things which cannot be shaken may remain. God is going to shake out all the temporary things of this life that don't last. In the day of the Lord, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. In that day of judgment, God will arise to, quote, shake the earth mightily, Isaiah 2. In that day, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of man shall be bowed down. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Isaiah 24 says, the earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. Revelation 6, 14 through 17 describes the day of the Lord's judgment in this way. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the commanders, the mighty men, every slave, and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Note the question, and who is able to stand? Answer, none can stand in rebellion against God and His wrath. Only those who humble themselves and turn to Him in saving faith. Only those who in humble faith embrace the sovereign Lamb as Lord and Savior will be found standing when the dust of Judgment Day settles. The answer to who can stand is found in Revelation 7. Revelation 7:9 says a great multitude is found standing in heaven before the Lamb. Jesus. They are crying out, quote, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. These found standing in heaven have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who can stand? Only those washed in the blood of the Lamb. What cannot be shaken? Number one, a genuine saving faith. Number two, Christlikeness. Number three, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Number four, a word-based ministry. Number five, converted souls. Number six, the Word of God. Number seven, the Kingdom of God. These are the enduring realities that cannot be shaken. Live accordingly. Jesus said, Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock of Jesus' word. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, Jesus says, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Build the house of your life upon the rock of Jesus Christ. All other ground is sinking sand. Hebrews 12:28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom," speaking to God's people, "since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Lord, we thank you that you are the eternal God and your truth is eternal. And really, all else is able to be shaken. It's all sinking sand. It's not going to last. It won't stand. But Lord, in Christ we stand by your grace. And we with fear serve because of your grace. Lord, we thank you for the kingdom which cannot be shaken. We're headed towards that reality. Everything will stand forever in that eternal kingdom. What's been done for you, the reward we have from you, will last forever. Lord, we thank you for our eternal salvation that's found in Jesus Christ, that in Jesus Christ nothing can be shaken. Outside of Christ, everything else is shakable, and it will not last. It will not stand. Lord, I pray if there's anyone listening that has not come to Jesus Christ, they would come to him in faith today, bow before him, repent of their sin, acknowledge their sin, and receive him as their Savior, the Lamb of God who died for all of our sins and then rose again as Lord God Almighty over all. Lord, again, we thank you for the truth. The word of our God shall stand forever. Help us to walk in the security, in the stability of who you are, and of your word today. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.